Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're live once again here from Esposito Field in Wethersfield, Connecticut. The final regular season game, or at least the final regular season game on our broadcast schedule here for the Wethersfield Dodgers. Today they take on the Glastonbury Pirates. Tonight, the Pirates will be playing as the home team. Dodgers will be playing as the away crew tonight. Dodgers coming in settled in fifth place. They need a win tonight to guarantee that. They will play, again, a rainout makeup game. They'll take on the Elmers Angels. That'll be on August 3rd. That'll be in Newington from Legends Field. So they'll play a makeup game with the Elmers Angels that they were supposed to play Thursday. We had missed a game previously. We had some prior engagements just this past week against the Fat Orange Cap Brewers. That game ended 9-8. Dodgers with the win, picking up their sixth. They go 6-7 so far, and a chance to go 7-7, possibly 8-7 in the following week on Monday. So the Dodgers looking to put this game away and lock up a spot in the first round, as they are a little bit farther out from first or second place than they would like to, as they won't get a first round bye, but they're looking to start off in the first round and not in the elimination bracket. They're going to have to get through the 1-10 Glastonbury Pirates to do so today. And, well, I'm not going to say it's a tough game, but it won't exactly be easy, as the Pirates do indeed know what they're doing. Last time these two played, the Dodgers came all the way back and won that game 6-5 late in the game. So the Dodgers were able to hold there for the win, but it was not a whole game lead for the Dodgers. They're going to have to learn from those mistakes. That was on our first broadcasted game of the season. And don't forget, on August 10th, the CTL playoffs begin from Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. We'll have all the playoff action from the first round to the elimination bracket and all the way to the finals and the All-Star game. We'll have all the CTL playoff baseball action starting August 10th. Again, Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. Game 1 will start at 6. Game 2 will start at 8. And that will be the playoff schedule. And we'll have doubleheaders all that week, a day off. Then we'll be out at Muzzy for one night, and then back to Riverfront for a few more nights, and then finally it'll be the latter rounds of the playoff, all the way in Muzzy Field out in Bristol, Connecticut, where last year's champion was crowned in back-to-back Mercy Rule games. It was the Fat Orange Cap Brewers that pulled off a championship win. They beat the Bristol Knights. And a lot of people are speculating that it would be Great Falls and Terryville meeting in the playoff finale. Terryville almost a pennant at this point, 11-2 on the season, very little left in their season. They've got not a chip on their shoulder, but they are the heavyweight favorite to not only go to the finals this year, but win it all this season, and I can't blame them. Terryville is a phenomenal team, and the Black Sox have the runs to show for it. They've been very successful on offense and on defense. Only two losses. They won that first game against Great Falls. I believe they recently lost to the Bristol Knights, if I'm not mistaken. So Great Falls, so far, having a great first season in the Connecticut Twilight League. One more, or a few more games for them, and then possibly a championship. Great Falls has had a phenomenal season as well. However, the Arch 2 Indians, who were previously the Burrill Realty Indians and the Chicago Sam's Orioles, as it was a merger that brought that team together, both of those teams last year have had a very successful season. Last year, they both had pretty successful seasons. And now, we look at this year where Arch 2 is leading this division, I believe the East Division. Terryville is in charge of the opposite division. Meanwhile, Arch 2 is running the Dodgers division here tonight. And the Dodgers only about 1.5 games back from first place in that division. Arch 2 would get the first round bye if the playoffs were to begin today. The Dodgers would get the New Britain Hurricanes in game 1 of the playoffs. They would open it up, but I believe the elimination bracket would open up the first day of play. So that is what will open that up, and that'll be out at Riverfront Park, Glastonbury, Connecticut. So we're about 6 minutes from first pitch tonight, and we'll be right back. We don't have starting lineups, as we do not have scorecards. Unfortunately, my printer back at home wouldn't start up, and I couldn't quite get the rosters printed off. We do have the PDF file of the roster, so we will attempt to bring you the right names and numbers, but we can't promise you anything. So we'll be back in about 5 minutes now for first pitch between the Dodgers and the Pirates, the last regular season game on our broadcast schedule. And so the Pirates take the field. Pirates opening up here as the home team tonight here in WHS. This has happened a few times before. It happened last season. The Dodgers played a few road games here in their home stadium. So this did happen last season, and Dodgers ready to do it again. The Pirates in the blue jerseys, red sleeves, red writing, white trim, and then for the numbers are solid white. Dodgers in the blue jerseys with white lettering, no trim on that. In the MLB's LA Dodgers uniforms. The umpires here tonight. And because of social distancing being enforced, umpires are actually behind the pitcher's mound and along the base paths. So, no home plate umpire. So the season starting to come to a close, getting set for the August playoff. And if you are the Dodgers, this is almost a do-or-die situation. Two games left in the season, 1.5 games out of first place in the division. All you need tonight is to win. You need the Indians to lose their next two, and you have to win tonight and on Monday. It'd be some crazy luck, but then there'd be another team ahead of them. I forgot who exactly would be standing in second place right now, who's only one game out of first, so all they need is the Indians to drop tonight, and that team winning. And right now it'll be number 34 to lead things off. So 34 will open things up for the Dodgers, and Christian Spooches will walk on, or trot on down towards third base. 34 will be batting first. Piscopo batting second. And so, and now it's number 34, takes the first pitch inside, ball number one. And a good way to start things off tonight, 6:04, the first pitch, official time. And here comes the 1-0. That'll be down the middle. He watches it go by first strike. And that evens the count, one apiece. And here's the 1-1 on the way. Swung on, and it's shot into right field. It's going towards the wall. It will fall at the wall. And 34 will start with a double. And a big rip into right field to open things up as Nico Piscopo comes up to the plate. He'll be followed by Kez Douglas. And then I believe Zach Sager. And he puts some power onto that 1-1 pitch. And he delivers it all the way into right field. So the Dodgers, runner 180 feet from home, and nobody out. And that being just the first at-bat of the game. All Piscopo has to do, hit one into the outfield, and the Dodgers will get one across here in the first. Called strike one. Dodgers coming, or the Pirates coming into this game 1-10 on the season. Last place in the Twilight League will start in the elimination bracket. And here comes the 0-1. And just outside as he misses the zone for ball number one, and he'll even the count. Dodgers coming in tonight with a 6-7 record, chance to go 500 tonight, and then just finish the season over 500 at 8-7 on Monday. That pitch low in the dirt, almost gets away from the catcher, but he makes the stop. So at that stop there, it's a 2-1 count. And Piscopo looking to drive home the runner in scoring position. Pitch on the way. That'll be outside. Ball number 3. So a 3-1 count for Piscopo. Another one and he walks. Free down to first. Pitch on the way. And he will walk him. Ball 4 and Piscopo heads on down to first. This brings up Kez Douglas. Dangerous situation to bring up the power bat here. Two runners on, nobody away. And right now you've got the power bat, Kez Douglas, standing in at the plate. And Kez looking to drive home not one but two, maybe three if he can get the home run here. A pitcher for the Pirates stands in and delivers a shot towards left. It will fall for a base hit. The left fielder doesn't exactly come up with it on the first try, but the runners will hold. Bases will stay loaded. And it will be Brendan Pierce to come to the plate. So Pierce stands in. And the Pirates have 49 on the hill tonight. If I had to take a guess, that might be Dan Beccaro. Not sure. A lot of their roster is incomplete, so you might hear me reference to just the number. Inside for ball 1 to Pierce. Brendan Pierce with a 1-0 count. He's going to take the 1-0 and we'll even the count, 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Inside, he gets out of the way. 2-1. So a 2-1 count to number 21, Brendan Pierce. He stands in. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball number 3. And he missed the zone by quite a bit. One more ball and a walk comes in for free. With nobody out today. One walk already. The Dodgers looking to run up maybe 10, try and mercy him and get out of this game early. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's chopped down the third baseline. It's going to be ruled foul. And we're going to have a full count here for Pierce. So a full count for Pierce, and that one did come a little bit late. They really did have to wait on that. And swung on and missed, and Pierce will go down swinging on that last one. This brings up Vinny DeRubias. And so DeRubias will stand in with one away and bases loaded. He's had a good season so far, and we'll see if he can't continue that here in this at-bat. First pitch to him, checks his swing, did he go? He did strike one on a pitch inside. And an 0-1 count to open up his at-bat with one away and the bases loaded. And the pitch. Just inside and below the knees. Ball number 1 and an even count to DeRubias. Again, had a great season so far, and with two games left on the schedule, Ball number two, that one high and inside. Dodgers just looking to get through these last two games and coast their way into the playoffs, and that's when they're really going to have to show out. And the pitch. Ball number three. If the Dodgers win tonight, they guarantee themselves two playoff games in the double elimination bracket. They would finish towards the middle of the pack. So it would be in the four that play in the first round, not in the elimination bracket. And they will walk DeRubias, and a run will come home to score. And Zach Sager will come to bat. And with a run scored off the walk, Sager comes into bat. So if the Dodgers make their way into the playoffs, not into the elimination bracket, they get two guaranteed games. If they lose that first game, they end up playing in the elimination bracket. If they win that first game, they continue through the bracket as normal. So they would have a guarantee of two games. The more you win, the more you play. Strike number one there. There are teams that you could lose the first game you play in, or you could lose that first elimination bracket game and still make it pretty deep into the playoffs. That one inside, he gets out of the way. It really doesn't matter how you play in the regular season. Everyone gets into the playoffs. It's how you play in the playoffs that matters. This is technically the first half of the season. The postseason is a season of its own. Takes about a month to go through. Hits that one up to the shortstop. Throws to third, and it gets by. They're going to round Kez Douglas around from third. He's going to come in standing up and score. Sager will turn it into a double, and DeRubias will land on third. Another two runs are going to score for Dan Sullivan to come to the plate. And that will make it a 3-0 game. And it was a routine ground ball over to the shortstop. He picks it up, makes the throw to third. Third baseman can't come up with it. And it went all the way towards the fence. And Kez Douglas was able to just keep running. So Dan Sullivan, outside ball one. Sullivan will take that first pitch. And the second pitch to Sullivan. Chops it foul into the fence. Rob Correa standing on deck. Ready to pitch later in this game. So Sullivan with the 1-1 count to him. Here's the windup and the 1-1 pitch on the way. He chops it sky high. And that will fall on the third baseline. The third baseman will make the catch. And two are away here in the first with Rob Correa at the plate. Three runs have scored so far. Two on a single and then an error. And then one on a walk. And there have been quite a few of those here tonight. Correa. And the pitch, that'll be called a strike. It pops out of the glove of the catcher. No one will move. Strike number one there. So an 0-1 count here. And the pitch. Swung on towards right field. That's where it's going to fall. One is going to score. They're bringing the next one. Here comes the dive. The throw. The ball got out of the glove. And the Dodgers will bring home another two runs. The ball getting away from the glove there. And the Dodgers make it a 5-0 ordeal here in the first. And the Dodgers will turn it into an easy 2-RBI single. Costin Merchant will come up to the plate now. So Kostin Merchant, every time he's been at the plate, it's been very entertaining to watch. He's a very good pinch runner as well. Stole four bases back, and I believe the last time we saw him play, he swings and misses at the first pitch for a strike. However, when you put him on the base paths, it is a dangerous situation. You really got to be watching the bases once Merchant is on base. Pitch on the way. It'll be outside, ball number one. So an even count for Kostin Merchant. And Kostin Merchant settles in. The pickoff attempt on Correa, it doesn't work. And still settling in. First inning here. Dodgers up by five. If you remember back, this is exactly the same lead the Pirates had the last time these two teams met, also here at Esposito. That will be outside, ball two. It was a 5-0 Pirates lead. They blew a 5-0 lead, and it was 6-5. The Dodgers won that game. They're looking to grab their second win on the Pirates today. Up high, ball three. And the Pirates, not what I would call a successful season. 10-1 on the year, last place in the Twilight League. Still room for them to get going in the playoffs. And ball four, they'll walk Merchant, and this brings up Ricky Brown. Brown good about laying down the ball and grabbing a single. And typically you would want Kostin Merchant when there's no one on the base ahead of him, so he's not going to be able to steal here. You're going to have to watch Correa this time. Correa standing 180 feet from home, Ricky Brown at the plate. And Brown getting set, and the wind coming in from an angle, so we're sorry about that. I'm going to try and block it. I believe that was ball number one. I'm going to try and stop the wind from getting into the mic here. Here's the pitch. Oh, right at his head. He actually has to duck. That would have got him square in the dome. Not what you want. So Brown gets out of that one. Here's the pitch. Inside, another ball. And Brown just looking to load the bases here. And I believe it would be Evan Yasek who would get up next. Oh, and they hit Brown right in the leg. And right in the leg. And I believe either this is Yasek or this is Piers. Anyways, it is number 14. So it will be Yasek at the plate. So Yasek stands in. Still the first inning, two away. A 5-0 Dodgers lead and bases loaded again. Pitch on the way. Inside, nearly gets him. Yasek nearly gets hit at the waist. Here comes the 1-0. Swung on through the gap. They're going to bring around Kostin Merchant. The throw home, not going to be in time. It actually gets away and rolls all the way to the fence, or all the way to the backstop, and another two runs are going to score for the Dodgers. So a 7-0 lead for Weathersfield. They go up 7 with Nico Piscopo to lead things off. So Piscopo stands in. So we've managed to get back to the top of the order. Yasek hitting a double with Sullivan on the base paths for Brown. He came in earlier. We did not realize that until now. Ball one to Piscopo. Here's the pitch to Piscopo. Cracks it, and it'll bounce out of the third baseman glove. Yasik is safe at third. A run will score, and they'll call that a single. And Sullivan will score, and it is 8-0 in the first inning. And this is a new level of play from the Dodgers. Last time we saw these two teams face off, it was a hard-earned 6-5 win for Weathersfield. Now it looks like they're not even trying. And an 8-0 lead, two away from 10. And the Dodgers are really closing in here on finishing this game early. Kez Douglas at the plate, a home run here would be more than a 10-run lead. He'll call a timeout. Douglas gets to compose himself here. Runners on the corners, two away. And the Dodgers were this close to putting away the inning. The Pirates were that close to putting away the inning. Douglas will watch that one go by in the strike zone for a called strike. And he skies that one and will fall on the hill towards the tree line. So strike two to Douglas. And Kez Douglas. Swung on and again sky high going towards center field, and it will fall in the glove of, I believe, the second baseman. Or no, it was the shortstop. Either way, it ends the inning. An 8 spot put up in the top of the first. They go through the inning one whole time. We go bottom of the first. It's 8-0 Dodgers on top. And so we settle in for the bottom half of the first inning after an 8 spot from the Dodgers. It's number 21 on the hill for Weathersfield tonight. So that's Brendan Pierce. And for the Pirates, it looks like number 21 at the bat. Take strike number 1. This is number 12, Evan Chamberlain, standing in. The 0-1 turns into an 0-2, and Chamberlain is watching him go by. And I think the Pirates right now down by 8. I think they just want to get out of here at this point. And call the ball, and Pierce was really looking for that K on the third pitch. Really looking to get hot early. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike number 3. And the Dodgers put one down in the first at bat. This will bring up number 44 in Josue Lopez. Lopez comes to bat, swings and misses at the first pitch, strike number 1. And so one away here. So with the 0-1 count, here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed, strike 2. And he's really laying the bat in there. He's really swinging for the fences, and he just can't seem to connect. Jeff Boyce will come up to bat next. That'll be ball number 1 as it's just outside. He's trying to get him to chase there. He tries to get him to chase, and that one is swung on between first and second. It'll get to right field, and a single for Lopez. He'll get on to base, and this will bring up Jeff Boyce. And number 12, that will be Evan Chamberlain coming on to pinch run. So Lopez will come off the field. He's able to just get one out between first and second there. And the pitch down the middle. Strike number one to Boyce. And here comes the pitch. That'll be a ball. The Pirates with Boyce at the plate. And the pitch. Up high and away for a ball. Trying to retire Boyce, or at least get him to hit down towards the shortstop and pull off a double play. And the pitch on the way. Cracks it back up the middle towards the second baseman. And they will get the out at first. No tag applied down the second base side. And two are away here. That will bring up number 20. I believe that's Ish Bolerin. And the pitch. Strike number one. And still settles in. Checks second. Throws the next pitch inside. It gets out of the way for a ball. So a 1-1 count. Dodgers again up by 8-0 here in the first. 1-1. Dodgers just looking to get out of this inning here. And again, inside. Has to duck out of the way. Or at least has to swipe his foot out of the way. And the pitch. Called. Strike two. And a 1-2 count. And here's the pitch. Swung on. Back up at the shortstop. Throws down to first, and he records the out to retire the side. So we're through with one full inning, and the Dodgers leading by 8. It's 8-0 here from Esposito Field. We'll be right back. And Brendan Pierce will get things started right here in the second inning. Up by 8, two runs away from getting enough to make a mercy rule. It would be 10 runs after 4 innings, so if they score 10 and hold that 10-run lead, they're going to have to play through the 4th. That'll be ball 1 low and away in the dirt, and that will get us started here in the 2nd for Pierce. Pierce, the starting pitcher tonight. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball number 2, and that one right at the shins. Here's the pitch. That'll be ball 3, and Pierce is just watching these go by. That'll be inside, ball 4, and Pierce is going to walk. Here comes Vinny DeRubias. And DeRubias got a first base hit earlier in the day. Here's the pitch. Swung on. That one is shot back towards the parking lot, and one strike to open things up. And the pitch, swung on and shot to left. That one is going back towards the wall, and it'll be hauled in by the left fielder. And Pierce is going to trot back over to first, and what a rip that was, nearly all the way to the wall. And this will bring up Sager. So Zach Sager stands in, ready to go here with a runner on first and one away. Dan Sullivan coming up next. Pitch on the way to Sager, inside and high. Ball number one, he ducks out of the way. So a 1-0, and Sager takes that to make it 2-0. And that one is chopped down third base line, ruled foul. Sager with a 1-2 count now. Or sorry, a 2-1 count now. So 2-1 count, runner on first, one away, up by 8. Dodgers maybe taking their foot off the gas a little bit. And the pitch swung on and shot. And that one will go all the way to the football field. That one is shot and up into center field. Center fielder coming in, racing under it. He makes the grab. And two are away here with Dan Sullivan coming up to the plate. Two away, a runner on first. And final game at Esposito for the year. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. And Sullivan hacks at it. Sullivan, I think, swinging for the fences, looking to try and bag the 10th run here. Again, up by 8. Pickoff attempt is a no-go. And that one is hit well by Sullivan into center field, and that will keep the inning going. Now putting two on, one in scoring position, and Rob Correa stands up at the plate. And that one is shot by Correa into right. It's towards the wall. It is caught. And this half inning is over. Through 1.5, the score remains 8-0. Dodgers in control. We'll be right back here from Esposito Field, the home of the Eagles. 8-0 Dodgers. And here we are settled in for the bottom half of the second inning. And so, the Pirates down by 8 here. Bringing in number 19 to come and bat. So number 19 to take a crack at it here. Swings at it, and crack it he does, just down the foul line, and it will go towards the batting cages. Pirates just looking to try and put this game away. Or at least try and get out of here. Down by 8 in the second inning. Low in the dirt, ball number one, that'll even the count for Pierce. who's currently on the mound. And swings at it. Goes down the foul line again, foul ball, and a 1-2 now for the Pirates. And getting set, pitcher on the way. Swung on and missed strike three, and he throws the bat out of his hands on the way. And that one was not intentional, but just let go a little too soon and threw the bat down the third base line. This brings up number 18. He'll come to bat. And the Pirates already facing one away here. Strike one down the middle and one away here in the inning. And number 18 batting. Number 11, Tyler Rice, will be up next. And here comes the third pitch of the at-bat. Cracks it. And that will go foul. So two strikes. So a 1-2 count now. Tyler Rice will be coming up to bat next. Pirates, again, looking to maybe put a few on the board and keep the game alive for them. Swung on, shot into the air about a mile high. And the catch will be made by the first baseman. And two are away with Tyler Rice coming to bat. Rice looking to keep the Pirates in this inning. And most likely in the game. Pirates down 8-0 here in the second. And here comes the 0-0. And he'll watch it go by. Ball number one. So with ball number one to him, takes ball two. It's that one outside and a little low. Here comes the pitch. Gets away from him, and I believe that's ball three. Pierce unable to dial it in here on this at-bat. A 3-0 count. Pierce just needs to get Rice to chase at something. And the pitch, low and away, ball number four. So Rice goes all the way down the base paths. This brings up number 21. I believe that might be Tyler Sear. No, this is Zach Kloft. So Zach Kloft stands in. And Kloft takes strike number one. Here's the pitch. Ball number one. Kloft takes that pitch and a runner on first with two away in the second. That'll be another ball there. And Pierce maybe starting to tire a little bit. And here comes the next pitch. Swung on. Infield. Throws to first, and they get him. And we'll go to the third inning. 8-0 Dodgers on top. And so Costin Merchant leading things off here in the third. And here's the pitch on the way. Takes it strike number one. So Merchant with the 0-1. Swings and misses. Takes strike number two. And Kaustin Merchant really just looking to get out of this at bat, trying to get on base here. Merchant very fast along the base paths. Stole four bases in the last time we saw him. Take that for a ball. That one fouled back into the screen. Again, we're situated behind home plate here tonight. So glad to have you join along with us here this evening. Name is James Clark, the voice of the Eagles and the Dodgers. The Dodgers going to the playoffs this year. Possibly, unlike last year, not starting in the elimination bracket, has caused immersion fans on about five pitches. He goes down swinging. And now, it's Ricky Brown standing in. Takes the first pitch, strike number one. And right now, the Pirates really getting back into this game defensively. Haven't allowed a run in the last inning. And so far, sat one down on a K. Swung on up the middle. Goes back to the pitcher. Brown will trot about midway up the line. And he'll walk back to the dugout. Excuse me there. As he walks his way back to the dugout. And here comes Nate Rossi. Rossi could be followed by Nico Spuches here tonight. With Nate Rossi getting his first plate appearance. Swung on and missed, and he hacks at it. And Rossi was really swinging for the fences there. If he got the connection, that might have been gone. Here comes the 0-1 to Rossi. Swung on, down the third base side, goes under the third baseman's glove, and Rossi will get the single as it goes into left field. The shortstop tracks it down. And again, the third baseman tonight, that's Kloft, really struggling out there on defense, made a few errors tonight, missed the throw to third, allowed two runs to score, doesn't come up with that one. Here's Spuches at the plate, swings at it, center field, going back. Center fielder gets under it, and we'll put away the side. And a rather quick top half of the third inning. We go to the bottom of the third. It is still an 8-0 Dodgers lead. And so for the bottom half of the third inning, we get settled in. Pirates coming up to bat here to open things up. Bottom of the third, pitch on the way. Inside, ball number one. It's number 16 batting right now. I believe it's 10 after 4, 8 after 5. Here's strike number one. So 8 after 5, 10 after 4 for a mercy rule. And the Dodgers, close, fouled off into the fence. So with that fouled off, here comes the pitch, and that one is skied back. And that one is swung on right field, going in there, caught by the right fielder. And what a play he made to put away that one. This brings up number two now. The Pirates at the bottom of their rotation. Glastonbury. Just not their night tonight. And coming up next will be Evan Chamberlain, the top of the order. Here's strike number one. Chamberlain, the leadoff batter for the Pirates tonight. Here's the pitch. drops one down. Second baseman gets under it, throws to first, and they retire another batter. This will bring up Evan Chamberlain getting set back here in the third inning. Bottom of the third, two away, down 8-0. Chamberlain last time up, struck out on four pitches. Here's the pitch. That'll be ball number one. That will be ball number two. And so a 2-0 count. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Called strike one. Looked a little high and outside, but the call to strike anyway. And a 1-2 count. Sorry, a 2-1 count. And that one swung on. Shortstop getting it. Throws to first. And they retire the side. We go to the fourth. It's 8-0 Weathersfield. And here comes Brandon Maldonado. And now getting set, here's the pitch to Maldonado in his first plate appearance. It'll be inside and low, ball number one. And very close to putting an end to tonight's game. An 8-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on off the handles and into the fence. Strike number one for Maldonado. I believe it'll be Maldonado, Yasik, and Piscopo to bat in the inning. Here's the pitch. That'll be low in the dirt. Ball number two. The Dodgers this close to ending this game. Here in the fourth. Pitch on the way. In the dirt, ball three. Maldonado again this close to getting on base. And that'll be called. Strike two. Maldonado was ready to go. That looked a little high and inside. And Maldonado is ready to go. And that'll be called. Strike three. Maldonado thought he was going to walk. And he will walk his way back to the dugout. And this brings up Evan Yasik. And Yasik, all he has to do, get on base. Piscopo would need a big rip. You have to get it across the fence there. Swung on and missed. Yasik really going for it. Takes strike one. Top of the fourth here. Dodgers still in control. Inside nearly gets him. Ball one. It evens the count up. And the pitch. Swung on. Chopped down the third baseline. Third baseman makes the grab. Throws to first. It's going to be high. He makes the tag. Right as he stepped on the bag, he tags him out. And that's two away here in the third. Here in the fourth. And Nico Piscopo comes to the plate. He needs to get a hit and bring up Kez Douglas, who would need to smash a home run out of here and make an 8-0 game, or make a 10-0 game. Here's the pitch. Ball number one. And that'll be ball number two, I believe. And that one swung on and into the fence. So a 2-1 count for Piscopo, and after fouling that one into the backstop, here comes the 2-1 pitch to Piscopo. Inside, nearly gets him, but he stays right where he is. Nearly asked to take one for the team. That'll be ball three. Here comes the 3-1. Called strike two on one inside and low at the knees. I don't know what he was thinking. That one was low. Full count. Swings at that one, and he rockets it onto the football field. So the setup here for the baseball field is right here in the middle. You have the baseball field. Then just over the left field wall is the track and the JV soccer field. And right across, or right behind, the first base dugout in the press box. Is that one a shot? Over the middle! Second baseman comes up with it, throw to first, retires the side. And no mercy rule will be had so far. But the rest of the setup, right behind the press box and the first base dugout, is the football field. So we'll be right back here from Esposito Field. It remains 8-0 Dodgers. And Josue Lopez takes to the field for the bottom of the fourth, and ball one on one just outside. So Josue Lopez playing left field today. Here's the pitch. Chopped back into the backstop. Last time up, he did get a hit. Was taken off for a pinch runner. You're in an 8-0 ball game. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike number two. And here comes the pitch. And strike three, and he can't believe it. But strike number three, and this brings up number four to the plate. And so, the Pirates bring up another. And right now, Dodgers looking for the next ball there. And I believe a 0-1 count. He's got the 0-1. And here comes the 0-1. Swung on, chopped to the third baseman. Throw to first on time. Out number two of this fourth inning. So this close to getting into the fifth. Here comes number 20, and I believe that's Ish Bolarin. Dodgers again. Looking to end this game here. And that one is shot. Left field, Costin Merchant gets under it, makes the grab. We'll go to the fifth inning, 8-0 Dodgers. And here comes Kez Douglas. He'll lead things off here in the top half of the fifth inning for the Dodgers. Dodgers again up 8-0. Here comes the pitch. That one in the dirt, ball number one. And right now you would be scared to pitch to Kez Douglas. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball two. And Kez Douglas, one of the power bats of this team. And that one in the dirt. Ball number three, and a 3-0 count to Douglas. He'll be followed by Pierce. And the pitch. And that'll be, oh my goodness. They call that a strike, but it's inside below the knee. And here comes the 3-1. Swung on and missed at one inside. It'll be a 3-2 count. And Kez Douglas looking for the right pitch, but of course he's going to swing at that if the umpire is going to call it a strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on and shattered foul. Right up along the fence there. Douglas just needs a good rip here in the fifth. A 3-2 count. And the pitch. Swings at one up the middle, back to the pitcher. He's going to flip it to first and one away here in the inning with Brendan Pierce coming to the plate. And he should have definitely been walked down to first base. A terrible strike one call. And here's Brendan Pierce. Pierce stands in with one away here in the fifth. And he watches that go by. Strike one. And swings and misses at that one. Strike two. And with DeRubius standing on deck. Here's the 0-2 to Pierce. Ball number one. And the pitch. That one is in the dirt. And right now, I believe almost an even count. Here's the pitch to Pierce. Swung on. First base side. It's going to remain fair. The pitcher's going to dive for it and flip it to first. Out number two. And this brings up Vinny DeRubius. He'll be followed by Zach Sager. And right now, and so Vinny stands in at the plate. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed as he hacks at it. And an 0-1 count. Again, I believe it's a 3-0 count here. The pitcher has really worked himself into a jam. And that'll be, I believe, a 3-1 count, so that'll be ball three. Vinny just waiting for the right pitch. Cracks it! Left field! That should be an easy single. And he will make his way down to first. Easy. And this will bring up Zach Sager. That'll be strike number one. And here's the pitch. Inside for ball. one is skied foul off to the football field. And Sager looking to try and end this game early. And that one is shot by Sager, center field. It'll be hauled in for the out. And that will retire the top half of the fifth. We go to the bottom half of the fifth. It's 8-0, Dodgers in control. And here comes number 19 to bat here, bottom half of the fifth. 8-0 Dodgers in control. And that one called a strike as he nearly checked his swing. He didn't go, but he nearly gives a check swing. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on. Third base side. The third baseman getting to it. Throws to first, and they record the out. And so, this brings up number 18. And right now, Pirates down by 8 here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. That'll be strike number 1. And here comes the pitch. That'll be up high for a ball. And here's the pitch. That'll be ball number 2. And the Dodgers just trying to close out this inning. Here comes. That'll be ball number 3. So a 3-1 count now. That one is swung on. Sent back. It'll be foul territory. And that will hit Catone. That'll be ball 4, and they will walk him. And this will bring up number 11 for the Pirates. And right now, and the Glastonbury Pirates still hanging on in today's game. Pitch on the way. Inside for ball. This is Tyler Rice. Here's the pitch to Rice. Inside for a ball, and Pierce not quite able to finish at bats the way he used to. And here's the 2-0 to Rice, and it'll be ball 3. And Pierce struggling here late in the game. And ball 4, and Tyler Rice will take his base. And I didn't think Brendan Pierce thought he would be in this game longer than 4 innings. I think he thought he was going to go 4 innings and be done with tonight's game. He gets a quick meeting, and they'll be gone as number 21, Zach Kloft, comes to the plate. And the pitch, that'll be a ball. And that'll be another ball from Pierce. I think if anything, they need to go out soon and grab a new pitcher. Brendan Pierce needs to settle in here with one away and two on. Called a strike. Again, still with only two on, one away in an 8-0 ball game. And they're talking to Rob Correa a little bit. Umpire had to talk to him. A 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1. Called strike two. And I don't think Rice likes that one. There's already no Kloft. I don't think Kloft likes that call. 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on, chop, ground ball. Shortstop is there. Throws to second for one. First, they got him. Double play. And that will put away the side. And the Dodgers end this half inning. We'll be right back. And so Sullivan to lead things off here in the top half of the sixth inning. As it turns out, it is not 8 after 5. It is always 10. So 10 is always the mercy rule. So they need two more to mercy. And with Dan Sullivan at the plate, he'll be followed by Correa. Strike number one. The Dodgers playing as the away team, so they would play to the bottom half of the seventh if there is no mercy rule here tonight. Pitcher on the way. Swung on. Back up the middle. Gets past the pitcher. The shortstop comes in. Does Sullivan beat the throw? He is out at first. And Sullivan does not beat the throw in. This brings in Correa. Correa will be followed by Merchant. So Rob Correa standing in and ready to go. One away here in the top half of the sixth. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Ball number one. And Correa here. Here comes the pitch. Chop ground ball. That'll go down to the shortstop. Correa will not beat the throw down to first. This brings up Costin Merchant. Merchant might be the only one who could beat that throw from the shortstop to the first baseman. Very fast baseball player. Steals a lot of the bases here for the Dodgers. And Merchant, if he has the power to send one to the outfield, he may cause some trouble with Ricky Brown coming up behind him. Pitch on the way, inside for a ball. So the first one. And that'll be called a strike on one outside. That one swung on, and it's curved out into the outfield. And I don't think he came up with it, and he looks hurt. And they have an injured player out in right field. And it looks like he does come up with the catch, but he is hurt a bit. So we'll be back with the bottom half of the sixth inning. It remains 8-0 Dodgers. So number 16 will get things started late in the game, bottom half of the sixth inning. Getting set here, coming towards the final inning. So we're currently in the penultimate inning now. Here comes the pitch. Way outside and low. Ball number one from Pierce. Brendan Pierce has been pitching a complete game here tonight. And that one swung on. Head towards center. It's heading towards right center. And the right fielder will get under it and make the grab. And what a play that is. So here comes number two for the Pirates. This will bring Evan Tegmeyer. So Tegmeyer comes up to bat. And here's the pitch. Chops it to the shortstop. And the throw over to first. They get Tegmeyer out. And this brings up number 12 in Evan Chamberlain. Chamberlain, the top half of the order. So Chamberlain stands in with two away here in the sixth. And that'll be called strike number one. And that one will get by him. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. It'll actually bounce off the top of the glove after it hits the dirt and all the way to the top of the backstop. Again, the Dodgers just looking to put this game away, up by eight. It has been anything but a close contest. Swung on and missed. Another strike for Chamberlain. Here's the next pitch. Low in the dirt. And I believe that's ball three. So I think a 3-1 count. No, 3-2. So a full count here for Chamberlain. Here's the payoff pitch. Called ball four. This will bring up Josue Lopez. So a two away and Lopez at the plate. One on. Pitch on the way. That'll be another ball outside. And right now, Pierce looking to just try and get out of this sixth inning, bring it to the final inning. And there is another ball in the dirt. 3-0 count. Pierce looking to try and go the complete game. Ball four, and Lopez walks. This brings up number four. So Jeff Boyce standing in, and it looks like Evan Tegmeyer is going to come on and be a pinch runner. So runners on first and second, two away, and Pierce just trying to get that last out. Boyce stands tall at the plate. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And the pitch on the way. Inside for a ball. And the pitch, swung on. It'll go to the second baseman. From his knees, makes the throw to complete this half inning. And the Dodgers will put it away. We go to the bottom half of the seventh, or actually we go to the top half of the seventh inning. The final inning, 8-0 Dodgers. And here comes Ricky Brown to lead off the final inning. The Dodgers this close to putting an end to the game and an end to their season at Esposito. They'll, of course, have one more game Monday, August 3rd. That'll be at Legends Field out in Newington, Connecticut. They'll play the Elmers Angels. A rain makeup game is strike one to Brown. It's a makeup game for, I believe it was last Thursday. That one. just up high for a ball. No runs scored since the very first inning where the Dodgers put up the eighth spot. Ball two, that one outside. Dodgers just could not score anymore after that first inning. And a 3-1 count now. Salmon again inside. And the pitch to Brown. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. So a full count for Ricky Brown with Nate Rossi on deck. And here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Brown will go down swinging. And here comes Nate Rossi. And Rossi, with two outs to go in the top half of the final inning, will go into the bottom half of the final inning, no matter what. And that one is shot by Rossi, deep left field. Caught right at the warning track, and it had us all fooled. And Rossi must have thought that was going until it was caught at the track. It had me fooled. And Nico Spooches comes up to bat with two away in the top half of the last inning. The dugout cracking up over there. Pitch on the way to Spooches. Down the middle, called a strike. Brandon Maldonado, he'll bat next. And now the pitch on the way. Swung on. High pop-up coming back towards the backstop. Catcher gets under it. Doesn't come up with the grab. They're called strike two. And Spooches had no idea where that one went. The sun setting here, getting a little bit cooler this evening. And the pitch. Called strike three. That one was outside. We go to the final inning on a terrible call. 8-0 Dodgers lead. And so the final inning begins with Ish Bullerin batting, number 20. And Brandon Pierce looking to end tonight's game. He'll go a complete game if he can finish this inning. 8-0 lead. You're in a long battle. Pitch on the way. Ball number one, low in the dirt. All he's got to do is polish off this inning. And the Dodgers will walk away with a guaranteed spot in the first round in the winner's bracket, or in bracket number one. Way inside. It gets away from the catcher. And we'll get away from him, and Pierce going to have to rethink how he threw that one. Two balls, no strikes. Called ball three. And Pierce. Here's the pitch. Steps away, ball four, and Bullerin walks. That is how they open up the seventh here. With number 19 coming up to the plate. So 19 at the plate. Lights coming on in the parking lot. No lights on the baseball field. That one inside nearly gets him right at the waist. Pierce, that is five straight balls thrown. And Pierce just looking to dial in the first pitch of the inning. Try and get the first strike. That's his sixth straight right there. 2-0 count. But then again, I don't think Pierce thought he would be in longer than four innings. I think he was really looking forward to seeing the 10-run rule in effect. Just wasn't quite there, and Pierce throws ball three. Seven straight balls being thrown by Pierce. Here comes the 3-0. Ball four, and two on, back-to-back, eight straight balls. They're going to call time, and the catcher is going to go up and meet with Brandon Pierce. And so right now, 8-0 lead. Not that it's a close game, but they got to settle down Pierce. Got to settle him in. So here we go. Two on, nobody out. After eight straight balls, he's trying to keep from throwing nine. Here's the pitch. Called ball number one. That is his ninth in a row. Pierce just cannot seem to dial it in here in the seventh. Pitch on the way. Called strike one, and he gets it. And finally a strike thrown by Pierce. Here comes the 1-1. Ball two, and that one is short-lived. So it goes to a 2-1 count. And the pitch. Checks his swing. He goes. 2-2 count. And the 2-2 count here. That one is shot. Foul territory. That is going out. So a 2-2 count. 8-0 lead for the Dodgers with two on and nobody out. Number 11 coming up to bat next. The Dodgers are this close to ending this inning, ending this game. On the way, called ball three, and it's a full count. So up next will be Tyler Rice. Takes the weight off the bat. He knows he's coming up. Pitch on the way. Ball four, and he'll walk the bases loaded. And they have got to bring somebody else in. Here comes Tyler Rice, and you've got to put somebody else in. It's clear Pierce cannot go the complete game tonight. He is completely run out of steam. He's walked the bases loaded. He's thrown two strikes in the last three at-bats. Strike number one here on the fourth of the inning. That would be his third strike of the inning. Here comes the 0-1. Called strike two, and right now Pierce finally dialing it in. Let's see if he can keep it that way and get a third strike here. Looking for the first out of the inning. Here comes the 0-2. In the dirt, ball one. And a 1-2 count. Still Pierce ahead in the count. Here's the 1-2. Inside, nearly beans him. So he nearly beans him there. And a 2-2 count. He needs just one more strike, and he'll be two outs away from ending the game. Strike three, swung on and missed. So a swing and a miss there, and that puts away one. This brings up number 21, actually, not 12. This will bring up Zach Kloft. Pitch on the way to Kloft. Takes it ball one, inside and low, just below the knees. Not low enough to hit the dirt, but low enough to notice. That called ball two. That one looked down the middle, but just low again. Below the knees. Not good enough to land in the zone. And that'll be called strike number one and a 2-1 count with Kloft ahead. Pitch on the way. Chops it. Down the first base side. They'll get the out at first. That'll be two away, and they'll flip it back to Pierce, the pitcher. One run is going to score. So it is going to be 8-1 with two away here in the inning. One out to go in the game. And an 8-1 lead for Weathersfield. Here comes the 0-0 on the way. Called strike number one to number 16. So 16 at the plate, number not on the roster. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. And one more strike, and this game is over. Pierce has dialed it in for the past two at-bats. Can he get it for the third? No, inside, ball one. So staying alive in the final inning. 8-1 lead. So a 7-run lead. They keep Pierce in the game and just let him warm up in the inning. He usually gets hot in the early goings of an inning. Inside, ball two, and it's a 2-2 count. He usually gets hot in the early goings of the inning. However, it's been the opposite here in the seventh. It's hot late. 2-2 on the way. Called ball three, and it's a full count. Still needs just one more strike, or at least a ground ball to the infield to put this game away. Here it is. Ball four. He'll walk the bases loaded again. And Pierce was so close to ending this game. Here comes Evan Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer back at the plate. Here's the 0-0 to Tegmeyer. Strike number one. Pierce able to dial it in the first two pitches, not able to hit any of the others. That is a strange pattern. Called strike two. Gets it in again. Both times, those strikes looking. All he's got to do is send it in the right place. Pitch on the way. Called ball number one. And Pierce just not able to get that last strike. He's been so close all day. That one chopped foul back out of the hill. That will roll into the forest. Again, just looking for that final out. They've got two. They need one more. Pitch from Pierce. Called strike three, and that's the ball game. And it'll be an 8-1 final here from Esposito. They beat the Pirates for the second time this season here from Esposito Field. The Dodgers will play again Monday, August 3rd. That'll be at Legends Field in Newington as they make up a game that was rained out against the Elmer's Angels. We'll see you August 10th for the start of the playoffs as the Dodgers Network will once again become the Connecticut Twilight League Network. That'll be August 10th starting at 6 p.m. from Riverfront Park in Glastonbury, a doubleheader, with Game 2 starting at 8 o'clock. My name is James Clark, the voice of the Connecticut Twilight League, and we'll see you August 10th. Good night, everybody.